So if you want to feel like a beginner, hang out with masters. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is the 18th of March, 5:54 a.m. We have a dream-driven day group call in 1 hour and 6 minutes. I am so on fire. And today I want to explore something that will change your life big time if you let it. If you let it. If you want to feel like a beginner, hang out with a master. I love feeling like a beginner. I used to resist it. I used to think that meant something. Now I enjoy it every chance I get. I manifested me up a swim coach. Didn't mean to. Only see him once a week. We don't exchange more than a few words, just a few moments together. But what he shares with me, I feel like a beginner. Years ago, I used to pay good money. I used to work hard as a teenager and as a young guy in my 20s. And I used to pay good money to hang out with martial arts masters. Whether they were teaching a seminar, whether they were running a special class somewhere, I did what it took. I drove to where I needed to drive to. You know, we didn't have video stuff like the YouTubes back then. You wanted to learn something, you had to actually go to a human. By the way, it might be the same now. You can learn a lot about things on YouTube, but there's a massive difference between learning about and learning. It's called behavior change. Learning is behavior change. So I'm hanging out with this one Shaolin Kung Fu master one day. And I told him, I said, man, I just feel like such a beginner. I was a second degree black belt at the time. I put in some time. And I wasn't a slacker second degree black belt. I practiced hours a day for well over a decade. And I told him, I said, you know, I feel like such a beginner. And his next words shocked me. He said, so do I. And he says, you cultivate that. Don't resist it. Cultivate feeling like you were just born, that you have new eyes, that you're seeing this for the first time, that you know nothing, and yet are willing to learn everything. It's okay to feel like a beginner. It's not okay to beat yourself up because of it. He had decades and decades of experience. I only had about a decade. Decades and decades equals a lot more than a decade. Meanwhile, there are these curious eyes that I suggest that you develop. I love the state of curiosity. And yes, I will call it a state. Because it's a state within a state within a state. There are worlds within worlds within worlds. And that doesn't mean you have to get all mystificated out and have these weird-ass visions. A weird-ass vision once in a while is all right. But when you get there are worlds within worlds within worlds, there's this state that I live in called happy loving husband. And inside of that world is the state of curiosity. I get to notice her every single day. I get to discover her every single day. And what I invite you to do is get okay with being a beginner. To become okay with falling in love. To become okay with exploring. Because it's not about having all the answers so that you have all the solutions so that you can fix all your problems. It's about really discovering the dance of you as God having the adventure of a lifetime. If you want to dive deeper with us, dreamdrivenday.com. The doors are open for the April edition. We're going to have so much fun. 30 people, 30 days of play, 4 live group calls, private Facebook group, one-on-one contact. I get to feel like a beginner with you. Because here's one of the master keys to mastery. Allow yourself to be a beginner, to see through the beginner's eyes. That way you don't got to be right, but you sure get to be happy a lot. My name is Mr. 2020. And now let us imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. All right. Here's one of my secrets. I become infinitely curious about what I'll learn when I work with a master. I become infinite curious when I find a state that I want to fall in love to, with, into, and wear like a fragrant odor. I become so curious about the state that I can't help but fall into it, fall in love with it, and surrender to it being natural in my life. Dive deeper, soar higher. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Join us in Dream Driven Day. That's at dreamdrivenday.com. See ya.